Oh, yeah.
There's something else that you sometimes have when you boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens or something with chicken made out of cornmeal. What would you call that? Or did you ever cook any bread that way? Mm-hmm. Okay. What are two kinds of bread, or rather there are two kinds of bread. One is homemade bread and the kind that you buy in a store, which is called
loaf bread.
What is fried in deep fat with a hole in the center?
Donut.
All right. Are there other names for it other than the shape or the way it's made? Do you have any other names for it besides donut?
I don't think so.
Okay. Sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four of these at a time, and you eat them with syrup and butter. What would you call those?
Hot cakes.
Pardon?
Hot cakes.
Hot cakes. And you went to the store to buy two, talking about amounts of flour, you bought two?
Bags.
Bags of flour. And what would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda? It comes in a small little packet and is dry and granulated. You call it a cake of
yeast.
The inside part of the egg you would call a
yolk.
And what color would you say the yolk of an egg is?
Yellow.
If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Poached.
If you cook them in hot water with a shell on them, what do you call them?
Boiled.
And if you crack them open and put them in hot water, you said you would call them what? You mentioned it earlier.
Poached.
Poached, all right. What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Fat back.
If it has any lean at all on it, would you call it fat back? Mm-hmm. You still would? What if it has a good bit of lean on it? Most
of it. Would you call it salt pork or fat back?
What's the difference between the two as far as you're concerned?
Well, very much. Fat back has more fat on it than salt. Salt pork sometimes has lean streaks in it.
Uh-huh. When you cut the side of a hog, what did you call it? You know, when you killed it?
Middling.
Them? Pardon?
Middling.
Okay. If you're referring to it as in terms of the meat that's produced, you'd say it's a side of what?
Pork.
The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs is called?
Bacon.
And the outside of the bacon is called the
rind.
The kind of meat you might buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs is called
ham.
All right.
Or bacon.
Or bacon, either one. Mm-hmm. It depends on which type of meat it is. The kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain is called
sausage.
Okay. Who kills and sells the meat?
Butchers.
And if the meat has been kept too long, you might say that the meat has done what?
Cured.
And if it ruins, you would say it is?
Tainted.
Okay. If it were put in a place where the heat got to it, you might also say that it's?
Tainted or ruined.
Ruined or tainted. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse or hog head cheese.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver? You might have seen it in the store in the form of lunch meats, too.
Bologna's all I know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call it anything like, I'll just list several, white pudding, liver ale, liverwurst, liver pudding, liver sausage, or liver mush? Any of those terms?
We don't have that down there.
Okay. That wouldn't be something that you'd know back then. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood